Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay, so Senator Chuck Schumer explained this. See, what this is, this shutdown, you see, is a temper tantrum by Trump. And one man should never shut the government down, make the people suffer, especially government workers, just to get his way, says Chuck Schumer.
American democracy doesn't work that way. We don't govern by temper tantrum. No president should pound the table and demand he gets his way, or else the government shuts down, hurting millions of Americans who are treated as leverage.
Yeah, that's terrible. Except that's exactly what Obama did. Remember this?
Somehow I knew that was coming.
16 days beginning October 1st, 2013. Why? Because the Republicans wouldn't vote for Obamacare. What do you mean? Obama shut the government down to get his way on an issue he felt was of vital importance to the nation?
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder where Trump got the idea. Maybe Chuck will explain to us. I just think hypocrisy. You know, they prey on people who are not politically savvy. I mean, if you don't do this all day as your job, you're not going to catch this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, it's nuts. You want to hear, I have to say, and it pains me, it does, to say, I loved Lindsey Graham's response to the Trump speech. Lindsey Graham never did an epic rant on the show for 3.5 years. But as he's cruising into re-election at the rate he's going here, he suddenly began sounding like he's one of us. And he did a great job of that yesterday. And when he does, I play it anyway. Because there's a lot of truth in here, which I know is strange coming from Senator Graham. But here you go. I think Lindsey Graham nails this.
This is the most presidential I've seen President Trump. It was compelling and everything he said was true. About 30% of the 2,200 miles of border has some form of barrier. There are already walls along the border. We just need to extend those walls where it makes sense. The one thing we have in common as a member of the Senate, Speaker of the House, Minority Leader of the Senate, and President of the United States, we have a bunch of people guarding us with guns. It's pretty hard to get in the Capitol, really hard to get in the White House. All the president's saying is, I'd like to provide more security to the American people. It is a crisis, Sean. I've tried to be reasonable and practical, but when it comes to immigration, and I'm flabbergasted to hear from my Democratic colleagues who have voted for billions of dollars in border security money that this is manufactured. Was it manufactured when Obama wanted the money? No. Why did you give the money to Obama and Bush if it was a manufactured crisis?
Yeah, nails it.
Yeah.
And sadly, I wish that's what so many other people speaking on behalf of Republican leadership would be saying over and over and over again.
If Republican leadership would just stand with the president, and people, you know, consider to be Republican leaders by the press, like Lindsey Graham, he can't do better in his own state in a presidential contest than 2%. But nationally, he's very popular, like in the CNN newsroom. And, you know, people like him who have credibility as being rational, reasonable people for reasons I don't understand, but they do. If they would stand with him, we would crush them. The facts are not on their side. They're not. But anyway, did you hear the real Democrat response last night?
No.
No, it was not Chuck and Nancy.
No, it was not.
Okay. No, the vacant-eyed, creepy, zombie-like stares of Chuck and Nancy. Did you notice Nancy's eyebrows did not move? There's somebody has put that out online. Like, every time that she talked, her face didn't move. It was weird. But anyway, when you're 78 and you've been Botox near to death, that's probably why. But yeah, the real Democrat response. In other words, the one in which Democrats said what they actually mean, what they actually think about the wall and the border, not what they're pretending they think until they can get enough illegals in here to nullify your votes and put them in permanent power, that response, because it was brilliantly delivered, I must say, by the occasional cortex, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Somehow I knew she was going to come into this.
Yes, and here, I mean, I'll just play it. I mean, literally, we are not even 2 weeks from the murder of Corporal Singh, right?
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks?
About 2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks. All right. Do you think the family members of Corporal Singh feel safe in America? How about the son of that fire chief that just got killed? What was that? Oh, less than a week ago. He was all on Fox News. Do you think people have a right to be safe in America from illegal immigrants? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, incredibly tone deaf, said this.
And no one should feel unsafe in the United States of America. And that includes our amazing and beautiful and productive immigrant community.
I just wish you would make the distinction between immigrants, who are people who are legally entering this country and are trying to become or either intend to stay here legally or to become citizens, and those who are here illegally. There is a distinction. And this is all that Trump and the Republicans are talking about, is illegal immigration.
And they're acting like ICE and people are out there, you know, somehow harming, maiming legal immigrants, harassing them. That has not happened. There's not been a single case of that I can come up with. Now, listen to this for a minute, though, what she says. She says the immigrant community should feel safe in America. I agree.
How about?
But unfortunately, hold on. Corporal Singh is dead.
Yes.
He is the immigrant community in America. He was not safe. He's dead. Listen to this again. You want to talk immigrant community? They should be safe. Listen. Think about Corporal Singh as a legal immigrant, and then listen to this trash.
And no one should feel unsafe in the United States of America. And that includes our amazing and beautiful and productive immigrant community.
Couldn't agree with you more. He's dead, honey. Golly, Lee, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just, wow.
Yeah, this is positively tone deaf, and this is the sad way that liberals, progressives, secularists are able to manipulate and frame the narrative here in this country. And they go around talking about immigration, immigration, immigration. No, 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 no. We are speaking about illegal immigration, people who have broken into the country. Yes, I realize that some of them bring their kids along with them. Not everyone is necessarily committing other crimes other than the initial crime they committed getting into this country. But this is about illegal immigration. It has nothing to do with migrants, immigration, or anything else. That's what it's about. But sadly, that narrative has been twisted by the media, by the leftist, and it is used as a weapon against passionate conservatives who are concerned about the safety of American citizens, which does include many immigrants to this country. AOC.
Isn't it ironic when she said, oh, geez, conservatives, Trump, they don't care about these immigrants. Who grieved for Corporal Singh?
Yeah.
Who covered it again and again? Fox News, not CNN. I mean, they did a little coverage, but very little. Fox News. Who screamed about it? Who cried about it? Who was outraged about it? Conservative talk radio. You want to talk about who did the job of defending an immigrant who deserved to be safe in America and deserved to be here? It was us.
Yeah.
We're the only ones talking about it. By the way, she wouldn't name him by name. You know how she refers to him? She makes him less than human. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, Trump talked about what happened the day after Christmas. That's how she refers to him. No, honey, he was a police officer.
Yes.
He was a human being. He was an immigrant. Listen to how callous. Listen to this.
He talked about what happened the day after Christmas.
She's talking about Trump. He talked about what happened the day after Christmas. He's talking about the murder of Corporal Singh. Literally kisses his little boy goodbye on Christmas, walks out the door, and is executed by an illegal immigrant.
The day of Christmas, a child died in ICE custody. The president should not be asking for more money to an agency that has systematically violated human rights. The president should be really defending why we are funding such an agency at all. Because right now, what we are seeing is death. Right now, what we are seeing is the violation of human rights.
Wow.
If you take a child, one of your children, to a crime scene and involve yourself in a crime, isn't that called child endangerment?
Yeah, you lose your kids for it if DSS catches you.
Parents are the people who are responsible for these situations, in sad situations where these children have died in U.S. custody as they were crossing the border illegally, are the parents. Those are the ones who are responsible, not the Trump administration, not ICE.
Let's look at Corporal Singh. Was he breaking the law when this happened? Was it his intent to break the law when this happened? He was enforcing the law.
Exactly. Yeah.
When this happened. But you know what is it great there? I'm so glad she's articulated this. She said we should defund ICE. That is what the Democrats really believe.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm playing her response, because I think it's the honest one. It's not the pretend one. It's the honest one. We should defund ICE, she says. No more ICE, no more border protection. But immigrants have a right to feel safe in their country. Corporal Singh didn't feel too safe in his country as he lay dying on the streets of America. I can't believe this woman. Oh, we've got some common sense at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line this morning. Texter writes, hey, Tara, one thing that was crystal clear from the attempted rebuttal by Beavis and Butthead last night, crying Schumer and blithering Pelosi never mentioned protecting and saving American lives from illegal aliens. So true. Not once. Build the wall now. America stands with Trump. Texter writes, I've been at work for an hour. I'm on call 24 hours a day, and I'm on high blood pressure meds, and I've developed cardiac issues. Now, if you're wondering what that's about, now I'm going to pound this all day. You need to hear this. I am so sick and tired of the fake demographic war that the liberals in this country have fostered. If you make six figures plus you're evil, you're lazy too. You're probably lazy. You're evil. You're lazy. You only got there because you probably robbed somebody and ripped them off. And they are here to get the money back. U.S. News and World Report. This is remarkable for them to actually admit this. Being as liberal as they are, there's only one six-figure job in America that's considered low-stress orthodontist, they say. No medical emergencies to respond to, have a 9-to-5 workload. They say almost all other six-figure-plus jobs. That's, for those of you on Common Core, Matt, that's like 100,000 plus. Come with bad work-life balance, family stress, above-average stress, below-average medical, you know, health, physical health. That's the toll most pay. They get paid what they do because of the toll. So now get some bad guy with the patriarchy ripped you off. You're not being kept down, kept from making $100,000 by that guy. You won't do what it takes to make it. And that's good in some cases. There comes a point when you've missed so many of your children's plays and there's football games, there's soccer games, and you don't know who their friends are. That you say enough, and most Americans won't do it, but many do, and thank God they do, especially medical providers who were there in an emergency, not with their children. Anyway, I did that in the 6 o'clock hour because I knew all of them would be on their way to work. By the 8 o'clock hour, it's way too late. They've already been working 2 hours. And a lot of them are writing into TED to talk about the reality of that lifestyle. Texter writes, I left behind a career making $130,000 to surrender to the Lord's call as a pastor. Wow, that takes cojones. It does. I just admire that kind of backbone. Anyway, now I make under $60,000. I've never been happier. Money isn't everything. And for some, their career is incredibly rewarding. I mean, if you are an ER doc, you're saving lives. That, wow, go for it. It's what it means to you, but don't misunderstand. It's what you value. It's what you want to do. There's no judgment here. I'm just saying, you go in six figures or above, you will pay to make that money. And they want to take 70%+ of it. Julian Castro wants 90. Texter writes, I read that one. Tara, $10 million or $100,000, you base your lifestyle on what you make. That's true. Another texter writes, Tara, a friend of mine flew back from San Francisco for the Clemson game. And Nancy Pelosi was on the plane sitting in first class. She said Pelosi spent the entire flight complaining to people around her about Republicans. She didn't get anything done, is she? Texter writes, Tara, $10 million or $100,000, the number doesn't matter. What matters is why should we be paying big taxes at all when our government can't write a budget and is $21 trillion in debt? What they take in is irrelevant compared to what they spend. Texter writes, I'm at the $100,000 a year threshold. Drive 2 hours to work in my 01 Accord with 320,000 miles on it. Left home Sunday on my way home now. See, that's the price. And you know what? A lot of people aren't willing to pay that, and that makes sense. Not making 100K plus. It's not because of the evil patriarchy or somebody else in the Democrats got to get even with these people. Texter writes, how I got close to making $100,000 a year, rented a room, drove a Chevette scooter, worked 40 plus hours a week, tech school 35 hours a week to get one required class in, got up at 6:30 a.m. Monday, stayed up till 12:30 a.m. Wednesday, still looking for that white privilege. There is no white privilege. There is only liberal privilege. That is the only kind of privilege in America. If you are a liberal, you won't get prosecuted for your felonies. You can openly commit voter fraud. As Ms. Snipes did down in Broward County with no penalty. You can fail to register as a foreign agent when you're working for one, as the two top Hillary fundraisers did, the Podesta brothers. No charges. Do it as Manafort. You'll end up in solitary confinement. That's liberal privilege. It's the only kind there is in this country. All there is other than that is hard work, the grind, and the price. Texter writes, same as you say texter writes before reading a text, before giving Lindsay any credit, talking about Lindsey Graham, you may want to say, because of re-election time coming up, Lindsey Graham says. Okay, here we go. Because of election time coming up, Lindsey Graham says this about Trump's speech last night.
I'm flabbergasted to hear from my Democratic colleagues who have voted for billions of dollars in border security money that this is manufactured. Was it manufactured when Obama wanted the money? No. Why did you give the money to Obama and Bush if it was a manufactured crisis?
Ooh, score! Because he's up for re-election. Texter writes, Tara, if the wall is immoral and ineffective, where is the legislation from the Democrats to just tear down the 30% that's already there? You mean the 30% they voted to build? At a cost of $46 billion? Didn't blink once at the price because it was under Obama? That wall? Don't know. Texter writes, Senator Tim Scott better wake up. Where's he? AWOL. Now, he won't resurface until Trump says something that he can denigrate him for. You'll hear from him then. Texter writes, my wife said it best of the Democrat response. Who the Hades do they think they are? By the way, she didn't say Hades. Texter writes, does anybody know how many Americans have been killed by illegal immigrants in America? What? No, I have been looking for that number for a long time, but I don't have that number, but I do have this. Did you hear this? This is from ICE yesterday. You ready for this? This is 2017 to 2018. It's the fiscal year they count this on, so it's 12 months. 2017 to 2018, 100,000 illegal immigrants arrested or detained by ICE for assault and battery. 100,000, but there's no crisis. No crisis. 30,000 arrested or detained by ICE for sex crimes. And a mere 4,000 arrested or detained by ICE for homicides. But I'm just picturing, again, the bodies. If we stacked 4,000 homicide victims in the parking lot out there, we could see them through the second floor window. But there's no crisis. It's just Nancy with the crazy eyes. Texter writes, yes, the lives taken by illegal immigrants all matter. They are all valuable, and it's horrible. And finally, welder friend here, it's time to get back to the basics. Freedom has a ring to it and a little bit of recoil. Our founding fathers put it in the Constitution for us to have arms so that we can fight a tyrannical government. Yes, we get closer to that every day, and I don't want to go there.
Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside. The only thing that is immoral is the politicians to do nothing and continue to allow more innocent people to be so horribly victimized.
That's it, folks. That's it in a nutshell. That is the adult response. That's what an adult does. That's how an adult takes care of people he or she loves. Well, we'd like to let every drug-addicted, struggling youth into our home and counsel them, but unfortunately, they'd have to hang out with our own kids. And so we can't do that. You make adult decisions all the time. They're hard. No, we can't take that dog in. We're already struggling to pay our bills. It needs vet work. These are adult decisions. They're made every day, and yet the Democrats refuse to make them. Wow, this text. We are talking about U.S. News and World Report actually admitting that if you make money, it's not because you're evil. It's not because if you make a lot of money, six figures plus, it's not because you're evil. It's not because you've ripped off some guy. It's not because the Democrats need to get even with you and take the money back. It's because you made really hard choices. Actually admitting there's only one job, they say orthodontist, making 100,000 plus that comes without the health compromises, family life compromises, poor life quality compromises, high stress level compromises. That, folks, is why people, not everybody makes $100,000. Not because they're being kept down by the patriarchy or some invisible hand that the Democrats need to combat for you and make it right by redistribution. It's because most people aren't willing to do, give up the family time, the things you have to do to make $100,000 a year. Boy, this text nails it. This hit me right in the gut. Texter writes, been making $100,000 plus a year since I was 25 in construction. I'm 41 now. and have been home an average of 1 month a year. Never had a real relationship and no kids. Would give back all the money to do it over and take a regular job. Oh, man. Listen, you're 41. It's not too late. Not too late for that, but you got to change. And a lot of times you get like that and your life is so regimented and you have so little time, it's hard to change. But you have to. You do. You don't want that to be where you are 20 years from now. You don't. And I don't know what change is going to look like, but there's got to be a way to do it. Anyway, thanks for that, admitting that. That comes from the soul. I love when stuff like that turns up on the text line. Texter writes, I'm sorry, but the Cortez woman sounds like she's been sucking on a helium balloon. Okay, I just explained what the Democrats are doing here, folks. This is one of the most clever sleights of hand I have ever seen. Flim flam, whatever you want to call it. I mean, do you realize what just happened here? Okay, the Democrats are to death. This is a manufactured crisis. It's just...
Most presidents have used Oval Office addresses for noble purposes. This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis.
Meanwhile, the governors of New York and California and the mayor of New York City, all of them within the last 72 hours, just offered illegals sanctuary and from the law and free health care if they can get here. Now, if this was a manufactured crisis, why would there be any illegal to offer free health care to? All of this while national Democrat leaders are on TV pretending there's no crisis on the border. On the one hand, while they're deliberately incentivizing the massive flow of direct invitations for them to come to California, to New York City and get sanctuary and free health care. And then national Democrat leaders pretend the crisis they're incentivizing and deliberately creating on the border isn't happening. I got to hand it to them. I mean, this political tacticians, it's brilliant. Folks, while the Democrat Party, the DNC, is sending the talking heads out on all the news stations to tell you there's no crisis. There's no illegals on the border. There's nobody. It's not happening. De Blasio, the mayor of New York, is offering 100,000 illegal immigrants, to begin with, free health care. Literally at the same time. Folks, if there's no crisis, how are there 100,000 illegal immigrants in New York City? Answer, because there is a crisis. They're buying time, folks. They're buying time. They got to get as many of them in here as possible to nullify your votes before they flip the amnesty switch. And when that happens, total power. It's yellow vest time in this country. That's the only voice you'll have. That's what this is about. Listen to de Blasio. This is literally while the DNC yesterday was already putting people on television claiming Trump would lie last night in the speech. They hadn't even heard the speech yet. This manufactured crisis. De Blasio was saying this.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio promising to guarantee health care for everyone in the Big Apple, including those here illegally. Now, his plan aims to serve 600,000 people, devoting $100 million to illegals and others who cannot qualify for health insurance. And any information provided by illegal immigrants will not be shared with the federal government.
Look, obviously there are people undocumented who cannot access any form of traditional health insurance. We think there's a big audience there that we can pull into this type of approach, particularly when they hear from the beginning you get given a primary care doctor.
Yeah, particularly when I give you a primary care doctor, I'm going to give that to you. You just come here, get across that border. No crisis. No crisis. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the 4,000 illegal immigrants arrested by ICE for homicide in the last year doesn't mean that just 4,000 people were killed. Some of them were multiple murders. Thank you. You're right. Including the one, illegal immigrants crime spree is three in that one. Three massacred in that just that one a couple weeks ago. Texter writes, Tara, NPR called relief workers in Tijuana helping migrants do-gooders. These are people helping people they support. Yeah, to break the law at your expense. At your expense. We got some deep thoughts on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line today. Texter writes, I have never bought anything with money. This is great to hear on your way to work today, too. I have never bought anything with money. Everything I have bought with little pieces of time I sold from my life to a job that will never have paid enough when my time is up. Love that. Text your rights. Illegal immigrants, you're talking about illegal immigrants getting free health care on the border. Where's my free health care? I worked 40 to 90 hours a week for 50 years, still paying for my own care. I don't know. We renounce your U.S. citizenship, go down to the border. Or better yet, go to New York. De Blasio will give you some free health care. Text your rights. Survival training teaches us to take care of basic necessities. Health care is not one of those. Food and water are. Where's the free food for all? I'd say where's the free water? What? Wait a minute. Why am I still paying a water bill? I mean, talk about necessity for life. Texter writes, according to your program yesterday, Trump has much maleness and Chuck has none. Chuck looked like a cuck yesterday, didn't he? Yeah, he did. All right, so anyway, some more from Trump. I loved that speech last night. Here's the end. This is the part that gave me chills.
To those who refuse to compromise in the name of border security, I would ask, imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken. To every member of Congress, pass a bill that ends this crisis. To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border. This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve. When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. So help me God.
I love that. I love it. Is that not what this is all about? They had no response for that. By the way, they did not even address the human safety issue. The American safety issue. All right, texter writes. Darn. Computer crashed. All right, here we go. Regarding what Rush just said, this won't stop here. The next step will be the beating of the opposition, just like the new brown shirts did to the right-wing candidate in Germany. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Did you have any idea what's going on in Germany right now? This ought to scare you because this is our future. There's a party called the AfD, and they are an anti-illegal immigration party. They sound just like Trump. They're conservatives, basically. German version of that. And the Germans announced a few weeks ago, Angela Merkel, that the secret police were spying on them, but said they wouldn't spy on members of parliament who just won seats. Then it turns out the secret police are spying on the conservative folks in the parliament. And they just tried, leftists did, to blow up AfD headquarters. And one of the members of the AfD who's in the parliament was attacked outside the headquarters in a subsequent attack and beaten nearly to death. This is what our future is if we don't win.